At AgConnect Expo, I am visiting Innovations Theater, where this is sponsored by Successful Farming. And with me, I have Betsy Fries, editor of Living the Country Life. And Betsy, you just did a presentation here to a crowd that's attending, sharing some, I think, very interesting information. Could you just kind of give us a little bit of a summary of what you were presenting?
Sure. Thanks, Chuck. I presented some food study results that Better Homes and Gardens had done of their readers, mainly women, and looking at their food habits in the last 2 years. And as you know, the economy hasn't been good in the past 2 years. So what we saw from 2008 to 2010 is that people are still very interested in organic foods and local foods and everything about that. However, their use of those foods hasn't really increased in the past 2 years, and part of that is the economy. People are making fewer shopping trips to grocery stores. If they have a recipe that calls for ingredients and they don't have one of those ingredients, they're not going to run to the store. They're substituting more ingredients. We also looked at types of meat that they've increased or decreased in the last 2 years, and beef and pork were stable, steady. Chicken went down a little bit, but not that much. Basically, the meat stayed pretty stable. Fresh fruits and vegetable usage did go down for these women in the past 2 years, and once again, that could be the economy. Those tend to be a little higher priced.
Did you ask them anything, was anything asked about things like food safety or any of that?
There was a whole part on food safety, and food safety in the previous study, which was from 2003 to 2008, had really taken a hit. The confidence level in food had gone down, and there were some things in the news, which it seems like there always are. But in the past 2 years, the food safety confidence remained steady. So we always need to work on that. The confidence level is steady, but it still could be better. So, you know, I feel like we still need to get our message out there.
How about the perception of where their food comes from, or which kind of ties into food safety, too, I think.
Right. I mean, there is a huge trend to people wanting more local food. The local food movement seems to have really kind of plateaued a little in the past 2 years, just because perhaps some local food could tend to be a little pricier. But people are very interested in that for a variety of reasons. They think it tastes better, it's fresher, which it probably is. You know, it got to the store in a shorter amount of time. So the freshness, the taste, and also they want to know where their food, who grew their food or produced their food. So definitely there's a lot that farmers could take advantage of and market in that area.
I was going to ask that. Is there any, like maybe one thing or what would be the most important kind of takeaway for farmers themselves as to what this told you?
Well, I believe that, we shouldn't segment ourselves in agriculture. We shouldn't say, okay, well, you're an organic farmer and you're not, and you're producing local food and you're not. I mean, truly, we all could take advantage of all these trends. We need to make sure consumers know the face of the farmer, who we are, tell our story, and market our food the way it should be, which is that it's fresh and it's local. And, if we really need to quit segmenting where, well, the organic farmers are doing this and the commercial farmers or non-organics are doing this and all really work together.
Well, I know I, through social media channels, communicating with farmers of all various types, there seems to be a lot of desire expressed to have less differentiation as to what kind of farmer I am, as if that somehow means good, bad, or not, so we really appreciate taking the time to speak here with us at Ag Connect Expo, and we'll keep following at Betsy Freeze on Twitter. For those who don't, you need to get on there and just start following right away. And again, here from the Innovations Theater at Ag Connect Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.